Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow podcast, and I hope you're having a great day. I'm glad you chose to tune in with us. I want to read a passage of Scripture out of John chapter 21, verse 11. And just to give you a backdrop of this particular passage, Jesus has already resurrected. He has already appeared to the disciples. And yet at this particular time, he has disappeared. Peter, James, and John, and many of the other disciples seem to be uncertain as to what to do. They didn't quite catch the command when Jesus said, "Tarry in Jerusalem." And so Peter says earlier in the chapter, "I go a-fishing." When he said that, the other disciples said, "We go with thee." And so they had went out fishing all night long. And of course, they didn't fish with rods and reels like we do. They used a net. And they would throw that net out, and they would pull that net back over and over and over again. They did it all night long, and they hadn't caught a thing. And the morning came, as it always does. And when the morning came, there was a man on the shore who saw Peter, James, and John and the disciples fishing, and he hollered out, and he said, "Have you caught anything?" And they hollered back, "We haven't caught anything." And this man said, "Try throwing the net on the other side of the boat." And so they did, and when they did, that net was filled to capacity. Fish were jumping in that net. And immediately John said, "It's the Lord." Well, Peter jumped in the water to swim to shore because he wanted to see the Lord. And as he is swimming to shore and he speaks to the Lord, the rest of the disciples are dragging this large net that is filled with fish. It's interesting. The Bible tells us there were 153 fish in the net, and they were great fish. That means they were all keepers. And so they get it up there, and this is the passage I want to read. In verse 11, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, and 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Now this is what's interesting. The Apostle John, he's writing this from personal experience. He was there. It is an observation record. And this got his attention, the idea that the net had not broken. It got his attention for a couple reasons. One, no doubt it brought his mind back to Luke chapter 5, where Jesus first called Peter, James, and John, and Andrew into the ministry. And in that particular occasion, the Lord had asked Peter to go out to the deep water and throw his nets in. Well, Peter was reluctant because he'd been fishing all night long. But he finally said, "Nevertheless, at your word, I'll do it." And so in that particular occasion, he threw down one net when the Lord said, "Throw down the nets." And sure enough, the net was filled to capacity with fish, and it began to break, to tear. And so others joined in, and Peter, or James and John, and some other boats came in and helped out. So John, no doubt, was thinking about that, and yet he looks now and he sees all of these fish in the net, and the net did not break, it did not tear. And it fascinates him that it should have, but it didn't. And we got to understand this. John, though this is a historical record, it's also a spiritual record. It was by the Spirit of God that John would record this and that we have it to read. There's a spiritual message here. And I really believe that it makes us think about the gospel net. The gospel of grace is a net that Peter was commanded to cast into the sea of men to bring forth men to Christ. And he had neglected that. And so I want you to consider this for just a moment. The beauty of the gospel net is it will not break. The gospel of grace is sure. So let's consider some things here. John, I'm sure he got the message. He is reminiscing, no doubt, that here Peter, not too long ago, had denied Christ. Literally acted like he didn't know Christ. And now he is back in fellowship with the Lord. And what we learn there is the net didn't break. Though Peter had went astray, the net didn't break. We can go back into the Old Testament. Abraham lost his faith a couple of times. But you know what he found out? As he returned to the Lord, the net didn't break. Hagar felt destitute and had given up on her son. And God showed up and took care of them. And you know what she discovered? The net didn't break. Moses lost his temper, but the net didn't break. David, oh, he lost his purity. He lied. He murdered. But when all was said and done, the net didn't break. And I don't know what you've gone through. I don't know what hardships you've experienced. But if you have asked Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior, if you've truly meant that, I'm here to tell you the net's not going to break. The Lord keeps His secure. He keeps those who have trusted Him safe in His hands. Now listen, our good works do not keep us, they do not get us saved, and they do not keep us saved. It is the grace of God. And the reality is, you don't clean the fish until you catch the fish, and it is the catcher of the fish that cleans the fish. Jesus is the one that has caught you if you're saved. He came to you, and if there was a day in your life you called upon Jesus to be your personal Savior, I'm telling you, it's because somebody threw the gospel net out, and you received it. And you know, you may have wiggled, you may have wandered, you may have done things that others would think, no way, but if you really meant it, the net is not going to break. I just did a funeral today, and the dear man, Don Allen, 90 years old, received Christ as a young man. In all these years, he has lived for the Lord. He's not been perfect. But I tell you what he discovered when he took his first breath in heaven. He discovered the net didn't break. It wasn't him that kept him saved. It was Jesus. And you know, we're going to get to heaven someday and we're going to say, I can't believe that person's there. And you know what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you it's because the net didn't break. You know what the prodigal son discovered when he came home to his dad? He discovered that the net did not break. I hope this was a help to you. I hope this is a blessing to you. I'm so glad we have eternal security through the saving grace of Christ. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You know what the psalmist is saying there? The net won't break. The gospel net of grace is secure to hold us all. And by the way, that unusual count, 153 fish, it says. Why would that be recorded? Well, I believe one reason it's recorded is because everyone counts. And friend, I'm telling you, if you have asked Christ to be your Savior, you count. You can't run from the love of God and the mercy of God. And when all is said and done, He'll show you you're His. God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic day. And hope you tune in again.